This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. The Supreme Court has put a stay on its earlier judgment concerning the change in definition of Aravali Hills. The court took suo motu cognizance of concerns surrounding the revised definition of the Aravali Range amid mounting criticism from environmentalists over its potential impact on the fragile mountain ecosystem. The government has welcomed the apex court's decision. A report.
A bench of Chief Justice of India, Surya Kant, Justice J.K. Maheshwari and Justice A.G. Massey expressed concern that the expert committee report and the apex court's observations were being misconstrued. The top court, keeping in abeyance its 20th of November order, said further clarification was required before the report or the court's directions could be implemented and issued notice on the suo motu case returnable on 21st of January. The apex court also ordered the formation of a new expert committee to monitor issues required to be examined in terms of the definition of Aravallis. Shagun Chopra from News Desk.
The Defence Acquisition Council, DAC, has cleared proposals worth 79,000 crore rupees to enhance the capabilities of the armed forces. Chairing the Defence Acquisition Council meeting in New Delhi yesterday, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh accorded acceptance of necessity for these proposals of the three services. Country's industrial production growth surged to over a two-year high of 6.7% in November this year on an annual basis. According to the data released by the Ministry of Statistics and Programme Implementation, the Index of Industrial Production, IIP, staged a solid comeback, edging higher from upwardly revised rate of 0.5% in October. This surge in the industrial output was driven by 8% growth in manufacturing sector. The IIP set growth had previously hit a high of 11.9% in November 2023. Vice President of India, C.P. Radhakrishnan, said that we have to be together for the development and well-being of our society with community spirit and religious harmony. He was attending a gathering in connection with Christmas celebrations and New Year, the Trivandrum Fest 2025 at LMS Church Compound in Thiruvananthapuram yesterday. The Vice President will attend the 93rd Shivagiri pilgrimage at Varkala today, after which he will inaugurate the public meeting to mark the conclusion of the Platinum Jubilee celebrations of Mar Evanius College, Thiruvananthapuram. Ministry of Railways has taken measures to mitigate train movement during foggy weather conditions. The Ministry has advised the General Managers of the Northern Railway, North Eastern Railway and North Central Railway to take real-time stock of trains and address issues including catering. In West Bengal, harassment against Special Role Observer C. Murugan was reported yesterday at a hearing centre in South 24 Paragana's district. Allegedly, booth-level agents of the Trinamool Congress protested when Murugan arrived in connection with Special Intensive Revision process in the state. In Indonesia, a fire at a retirement home in Manado City on Sulawesi Island has killed 16 people. Manado Police Chief yesterday said the fire broke out late Sunday night at the Verdhai Damai retirement home in North Sulawesi province while residents were asleep. The officials confirmed that 15 residents were burned to death while one victim's body was found intact. An initial police report suggested an electrical fault caused the fire, but authorities later said the exact cause is still under investigation. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very dense fog conditions over Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Uttar Pradesh and Punjab till tomorrow. IMD has said that dense fog conditions are expected over Jammu, Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Himachal Pradesh and Madhya Pradesh today. The weather agency has predicted thunderstorm and lightning with gusty winds in Andaman and Nicobar Islands. In women's cricket, India will take on Sri Lanka in the fifth and final T20 International at the Greenfield International Stadium in Thiruvananthapuram, Kerala today. The match will begin at 7 p.m. Indian local time. Harmanpreet Kaur-led women in blue are already leading the five-match series with an unassailable lead of 4-0. In the fourth T20I, India successfully defended a massive target of 222 to clinch a 30-run victory on Sunday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.